And I told one of my sisters that I can't handle this. Should I just go somewhere else and just leave my kids and just go out there and just do what the other people are doing?
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today's storyteller grew up in the high desert of Arizona in the remote community of Sweetwater. She's lived a hard life, but instead of giving up, she's found help and strength in God.
My name is Dorothy Harvey. I'm from Sweetwater, Arizona. My clan is Ashi and Tachi ni Bashishin Ado Kia Ani E Dashi Ado but Ani E Dashinale. I'm a Navajo. I live in Sweetwater, Arizona all my life. We didn't have any running water or electricity. My mom used to herd sheep a lot, but us little kids, like for me and my brother that was here and my sister that lives up there, we're still small. We had to go out further to get some water. They told us to get some water, a pail of water, and they told us that's the only way that you won't get treat if you get water. Or if you get some woods, that's the only way you going to get some treats like candy or all that. That's the only thing that you going to get if you do that for us. So it was kind of hard growing up. And my mom was a weaver, so I picked it up from her. She used to do the weaving all her while we were growing up. That's how she buys clothes for us and keep us in school. She didn't work or anything like that, but through weaving she keep us going. I have 7 sisters and 2 brothers. So there's 9 of us. We would go out, like, go on top of the hill and just play there and have fun. But, like, we pretend those rocks were dolls and we wrapped them with clothes. I became a Christian back in 69 when I was still a teenager. My sister became a Christian first before I did, and my mom too. I thought to myself that my mom and my sister became a Christian, what will I do? I went to a church that they have a camp meeting. And one of the preacher was preaching that who wants to become a Christian. And I think the Holy Spirit touched my heart to become a believer. So I went out, and that's when I say that I want Jesus to be in my life. Through my year, I think I did a lot of bad things. Not really bad ones, but I know they're bad, but I'm kind of ashamed of it. But the Lord forgave me for all that and erased all my sins from my heart. Jesus died for me, for my sins, and he shed the blood for me on the cross. For me, that what I have done wrong all these years, and for all my sins, he died on the cross for me. I'm glad that I did accept him. I'll be in eternal life with him in heaven and have a great joy. I went to Utah for school. It was confusing for me, and because they were Mormons, I kind of dripped off back into the darkness. And during the summer when I came back down here, I heard one of the preacher talking about the Lord and how he died, and I was thinking that this is God that died for me, but this Joseph Smith is, he didn't die or anything. He didn't die for my sins. I graduated in 74 and I moved back to the reservation in Cove, Arizona. That's where I used to live. I had a family over there, and I was a Christian, a strong Christian, but the family that I used to live didn't really, not really close to the Lord at then. When I go to church and when I come back, they just criticize me that, where were you all day? What have you been doing? But they knew that I go to church every Sunday, and with my kids too. And then I had three boys, and I had a marriage problem. And that's when I moved back over here in 86. My boy was just only like 3 weeks old. I lived with my mom. I was a strong believer. I read my Bible every day. I prayed. It was so hard for me to deal with my marriage problem. I didn't know what to do at first. And I told one of my sisters that I can't handle this. Should I just go somewhere else and just leave my kids and just go out there and just do what the other people are doing? And then she told me that you can't do that. Just stay here for your kids. Just pray that thing will come together. If you pray to the Lord hard, don't just give up. The Satan is saying that to you. He's saying that just to give up. What about if it really something happened to you out there? Who's going to take care of your kids over here? Yeah, we're aunts and we're uncles. We won't love your kids the way you did. That you love your kids. So she prayed with me, and one of the sisters from the mission helped me too. And she prayed with me and talked to me too. That was really encouragement that they gave me. I'm glad I didn't do what I was thinking to do. Probably I won't be making this testimony if I did what I was thinking to do. But probably the Lord wanted me to have this testimony then in the future. Here I am. So 1990, that's when I really rededicated my life back to the Lord. And that's when I keep going, and I'm here. I'm glad that my sister talked to me and some of my friends prayed with me and say, keep on going, be strong, don't ever turn back, keep on going. And the life that I used to live was way different. I'm glad that the Lord really worked in my life, and now I have a store of my own, Drifty Store, I'm the manager to that. Through that, I help a lot of people that comes through my stores and tell me that, can you pray with me? I'm having trouble with this, I'm having trouble with that. Please help me, pray with me. So that's what I do at my store. I help my people, pray with them, talk to them, and encourage them to keep on going. Some will have marriage problem, what I went through. I said, I went through that. It's not enough the world yet. You still have days to go on. Just become a believer and you'll find out for yourself. So I'm just thanking God for everything. It seems like the whole thing just turned around for me. It's all from the Lord that blessed it with me. It's all the Lord that he worked in my life, looking out to him. And I knew that he would help me, but maybe I didn't really have that faith that time. But now I know he's there for me and for my kids and my family too.
Dorothy knows what it's like to suffer, and she knows firsthand the comfort and strength that God gives to those who belong to him. How about you? Do you belong to God? Have you come to the place where you realize that your sin has separated you from your Creator, and that through Jesus you can be forgiven? Why don't you turn to him today? Then you will belong to God. We read in his word in the Gospel of John, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. He did all the work for you to be saved. Why don't you receive him as your Savior today?" Have any questions about what you've heard? Write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. You can find us online at withoutreservation.com and facebook.com/withoutreservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.